New Jersey may be the most densely populated state in the nation, but some of South Jersey is so rural, you'd never know it. It's in these rural areas that residents have been complaining of chronic issues with their telephone and internet service. WHYY's Joe Hernandez talked to some South Jerseyans who say they're on the wrong side of the digital divide.
7 years ago, in the middle of the night, Jim DeJohn was awakened by the sound of two state troopers banging on his front door. They told him his son, Joe, had been in a car accident.
Turning the light on and seeing them standing at the door, you right away know there's something bad. But if they'd have called on the phone, it would have been a little different. We'd have been.
As DeJohn learned, you know, they had tried calling for hours, and nobody answered the phone in the house because the phone never rang.
I think our lines was out for about 2 days. When the accident happened, that's when we figured it out.
DeJohn says this happens often in Hopewell Township in Cumberland County. Their landline phone has had problems ever since they moved there. It would either fill up with static or go dead altogether, and it would happen if the weather was bad or the county workers mowed the lawn too close to the connection box or for no apparent reason at all.
You feel like you're disconnected from the rest of the world when you're out here, and if somebody was trying to get a hold of you and they can't get a hold of you, and you didn't even know. We didn't even know.
This is not an uncommon complaint in South Jersey, says Stephanie Brand. She runs the Division of Rate Counsel, the independent state agency that advocates on behalf of utility customers in New Jersey. She says it happens to customers relying on old copper lines that phone companies have let deteriorate.
We've been hearing a lot of reports from people that their landline service doesn't work, their copper wire service, their traditional telephone, that whenever it rains, it goes out, they have a lot of static on the line. There are a lot of problems down in South Jersey.
Brand and others say Verizon, the required phone service provider for most of the state, is responsible for these issues.
It's the same as with your water or your electricity or your gas that, you know, it's something you need. It's not a luxury.
There's a lot of anecdotes out there from customers who are having service issues, but the overall data shows that service quality in southern New Jersey is solid.
Verizon spokesman Lee Gerzinski says stories from dissatisfied customers don't paint the full picture.
In fact, Verizon's trouble report rate in the area is 1.8 troubles per 100 access lines, and that is well below the Board of Public Utilities standard of 2.3 troubles per access lines.
Gerzinski insists the company is continuing to invest in its copper wire infrastructure. Verizon is also on the hook to provide broadband internet service throughout the state under a law passed in the early 90s called Opportunity New Jersey. But a recent ruling from the Board of Public Utilities has let the company fulfill that obligation with the older DSL service or 4G wireless internet. That's affecting residents like Tim Van Meter, who lives on a farm in Hopewell Township with his fiance and young daughter. He can't get DSL over his phone line, and Verizon's faster fiber optic service, Fios, stops 6 utility poles away from his house. That leaves him with wireless internet through his cell phone, which he says is both inconvenient and expensive.
For a plan that's going to fit my needs, probably 300, 400 gigabytes a month, you know, doing that over the air is going to cost me $700. Nobody's going to have to pay that much money for the internet. So, I don't know, it's just a tough spot to be in.
Like DeJohn, who has a landline phone, Van Meter can get wireless internet from Verizon, but he says it shouldn't be this difficult.
It's 2015 in America, in New Jersey, the most densely populated state in the country, and I can't get internet. So it's amazing to me.
Verizon offers a program for people who don't have broadband coverage in New Jersey, but it can be difficult to qualify. You have to be without access to wired or wireless internet from any company, and you need 35 people living in the same census tract who don't have internet access either. Critics say the State Board of Public Utilities has been too easy on Verizon. The BPU recently decided to deregulate Verizon's landline phone obligations, and it also said the company could fulfill its Opportunity New Jersey requirement with older, slower broadband standards. The BPU declined to comment for the story, saying both matters are under appeal. Van Meter says people aren't looking for a handout in rural South Jersey, and in fact, they would be happy to pay for quality service or any broadband service at all, as long as they could get it.
Everybody seems to be on board, at least in our little nook of Hopewell here. So they definitely take the service if Verizon ran into our houses. So it's in their hands now, I guess.
From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.